While scattering effects were discussed in an earlier lesson on radar beam characteristics, let's quickly review how Rayleigh and Mie scattering work to better understand the scattering regimes that are likely for each radar. Weather radars work best in Rayleigh scattering, where targets are much smaller than the transmitted wavelength because return power is directly related to the target's size. When targets are similar in size to the wavelength, Mie scattering occurs. In Mie scattering, the relationship between return power and target size isn't linear, but is more oscillating in nature. The TDWR radars experience Mie scattering when targets are approximately 1 inch in diameter. The attenuation and Mie scattering issues with TDWR returns results in poor data quality when looking at echoes located down radial from severe hail cores, or even intense rainfall. Mie scattering is much more common with TDWR data since the wavelength is shorter and therefore objects are more likely to be closer in size to the wavelength.